A very wonderful morning to my esteemed listener. I am Yemi Graceman Adulodju, lead pastor, Lighthouse International Christian Center, Sermon UI Road, Ibadan, Nigeria, welcoming you to today's edition of our program, Daily Impact. We have been looking at the subject of manifestation, for that is the season we are in. God is set to manifest His own, to manifest the grace, to manifest the gift, to manifest the glory He has packaged and designed you with. God is set to reveal you. The earnest expectation of creation is also waiting for your revelation, for your manifestation. And so we started looking at necessities for this manifestation. What are those things that must be in place, that must be done for you to be manifested? Number one, we have seen the deliverance of sons. You cannot be in bondage and be manifested. So God has to first deliver you. You must be delivered from the bondage of corruption into this glorious liberty of the sons of God. Number two, we have seen that the man who must be manifested must avoid distraction. We have seen the many aspects of distraction, the many things out to distract you. Majorly, you must mind your own business, concentrate on your business, and don't allow other people to make you neglect your own business, your own destiny and purpose. Number three, today, we want to look at the preparation of sons. A major point, a major factor for manifestation is preparation. God cannot manifest the one that has not been prepared. You have to be prepared if you must be manifested. In Luke chapter 1, verse number 80, the Bible says, "And the child grew and became strong in the spirit, and he lived in the wilderness until he appeared publicly to Israel." Take note of the phrase, "lived in the wilderness," and the clause, "until he appeared publicly to Israel." He lived in the wilderness until he appeared publicly unto Israel. You must understand that to be preferred in life, you must first be prepared. God will always prepare you before he can reveal you. Every great manifestation in life is preceded by great preparations. God was going to do some great things in the life of John the Baptist, and he had to be prepared. The Bible says he was in the desert. He was in the wilderness. He lived in the wilderness until the day of his showing, until he was publicly presented unto Israel. He did not appear publicly until he had been prepared. Many people want to appear without prepare. They want to show without being prepared. It doesn't work that way. For a man who appears suddenly without preparation will also disappear suddenly. Allow God to take time to prepare you. The preparation of God will always precede his manifestations. Again, I repeat, the man that God will manifest, the man that God will publicly present, the man that will appear publicly must first be prepared. The man that will be preferred must first be prepared. God wants to prepare you before he can manifest you. God's preparation has always included rebuke, correction, and chastisement. You must have that understanding. Anytime the man that God prepares, he will rebuke, he will correct, he will chastise. For the child whom the father loves, he corrects. So don't despise or reject correction, rebuke, or chastisement. Take correction with joy. It is part of the process of preparation for the glory that is ahead. So preparation. Looking at the child, John the Baptist, he was in the wilderness. He lived in the wilderness. What was he doing? God was preparing him in the wilderness for a great and a glorious ministry that was ahead of him. My dear listener, do you want God to manifest? You want to manifest to your generation? Please take time to be prepared. Let God prepare you. Let your leader prepare you be thoroughly prepared, and you must understand your period of training and preparation will always be different from that of your friend. You must have that understanding. God has your own timetable in his hands. He has your neighbor's timetable in his hands, and he's the one that determines the time before appointed. God wants to prepare you. And the preparation of God takes the form of tests and trials in some instances, as we could see in the life of Job. In Job chapter 23 and in verse number 10, the Bible says, "For he knows the way that I take. When he has tested me, I will come forth as gold." When he has tested me, Job said, "I will come forth as gold." The Authorized King James Version says, "When he hath tried me, I shall come forth as gold." Imagine the trials, the temptation that Job was subjected to. Imagine the pain. Imagine the losses. Job went through so much, but Job considered everything he was going through as tests and trials. So Job said, "When he has tested me, I am going to come forth as gold." Imagine the loss of health. Imagine the loss of businesses. Imagine the loss of children, all 10 children at once. Imagine those great losses. And Job said, "All this that I am going through, God has concerned. God pays attention to them all. God knows them all. When he has tried me, it is a trial. Then I am going to come forth as refined gold, pure and luminous." That was what Job said. Job understood that every great manifestation will be preceded with great preparation. And part of this preparation is trial, tests and trials. God's pattern of preparation is many times, therefore, the wilderness. Don't forget, you are asked to pay attention to the phrase "lived in the wilderness" and also to the sentence "until he appeared publicly in Israel" or "to Israel." So the pattern for God's preparation has always been the wilderness. In the book of Luke, chapter number 4, and in verse number 1, the Bible says that Jesus, being full of the Holy Ghost, returned from Jordan and was led by the Spirit to the wilderness. Even Jesus was led by the Spirit to the wilderness, there to be tested, there to be tempted, there to be proved before it could be approved. Jesus was sent to the wilderness. The Spirit drove him, the Spirit led him to the wilderness. The Message translation says Jesus was full of the Holy Spirit and left Jordan and was led by the Spirit into the wild. He was led by the Spirit into the wilderness. So I have noticed that the pattern of God's preparation, trials, tests and trials, have always included the wilderness. It has always been the wilderness. It appears this is God's pattern. It appears this is where God loves to prepare his people, in the wilderness, in the desert. Jesus was led to the wilderness to be tested by the devil. Moses was sent to the desert of Midian, the hills of Midian, for his own preparation. Even Paul the Apostle was sent to the desert of Arabia. He went to Arabia for training, for preparation. God will always prepare you. God cannot use what he has not prepared. He cannot use whom he has not prepared. You must therefore allow for preparation. Allow yourself to be prepared, for he who refuses to be prepared will be denied a showing. Because if he shows up without preparation, he will end up in nonsense. May you not end up in nonsense in life and in destiny, in the name of Jesus. Let us pray. I'd like you to lift up your voice in prayers and say, "Father, I release myself to your preparation. Prepare me for my great manifestation. Prepare me for my great showing. I release myself to your preparation, for your preparation, in the precious name of Jesus." This is my prayers in Jesus' name. Lift up your voice and pray and say, "Father, let everything I am going through, the test, the trials, the temptation of the present time, turned for an advantage for me in the name of Jesus. Let me come forth as gold from these trials, from these temptations, from these tests. Let me not fail. Let me not disappoint you. Let me come forth as gold to the praise of the glory of your name, in the precious name of Jesus. I'd like you to lift up your voice and pray, Father, I release myself to your correction, to your rebuke, to your chastisement. Correct me, O God, in your love. Correct me, O God. Instruct me, O God. Rebuke me, O Lord. Chastise me, O God. Cause me to be the person you have designed me, you have destined me to be. Let your name in my life be glorified. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' precious name, I pray in the name that is above all names, that the Lord himself will prepare you for your great showing, for your great manifestation. And I pray that as you are prepared, you will be revealed. The Lord will manifest his grace, his glory, his blessings, his power upon your life and upon your destiny. God will manifest himself in you, with you, and through you. I pray that everything you are going through at the moment, the tests, the trials, the temptations, will turn to your advantage. God will use them for his glory. And I pray that as you release yourself to God's correction and reproof and training, God will make you the man he has destined you to be. In Jesus' precious name, amen. I invite my esteemed listener to join us later this evening, 5:30 p.m., for the continuation of the Wings of Grace Conference. It is your night of grace. You cannot afford to miss it. 5:30 p.m. at the Light Cathedral. You may wish to join this meeting on any of our social media platforms. The God of Heaven will bless you as you do. Subscribe to my YouTube channel and follow me on other social media platforms. My handle is @YemiGraceMan. Forward this message and share the link with your contacts. Until I come your way again tomorrow for another exciting edition of our program, I am Yemi Graceman Adeluju, wishing you a very glorious weekend, and the Lord bless you.